Hi, I'm Sean Reynolds.
And I'm Rachel Reynolds.
And welcome to What Was I Made For?
The podcast about doing what you love and prioritising your happiness.
While we aim to inspire, motivate and entertain you, please note that we're not licensed therapists or certified experts.
So if you're considering major life decisions like starting a llama farm or quitting your job to become a professional skydiving instructor, maybe get a second opinion.
Enjoy the show. See, I just do what I want, do what I love, I don't want to stop, don't want to grow up, just me being me, don't follow the crowd, don't be a sheep, look at me now, but now it's time to make more, create more, looking at the points cause it's time to take score, feeling like I'm grown now that I can face more, got one question, what was I made for? Just booked a guest, everyone, just booked another guest.
Are we on?
Hello. Just booked a new guest for next week. Oh, white was a bad idea.
That's going to get stained. Come on, you are 35.
I'm on a white chair
now?
In a white 34? T-shirt.
No, you're
34, you
oh,
little.
Oh, very nearly, though.
By the time this goes out, will I be 20? Will I
yeah,
be 35?
Yeah, I think you'll be
25.
Keep dreaming, my friend.
Oh, we got video. Finally.
Is that my camera?
Yeah. The first video episode.
Finally.
Has worked.
Jeez.
Yeah, welcome to the What Was I Made For studio.
Yeah, still got a little bit of a way to go, but I feel like behind Rachel, if you can see, the ice cream. You can't quite see the shark.
It's my ice cream. Well, at least the good ones on show. Yeah,
but you can see it's behind the plant.
We should get the shark. We need to adjust that for
we'll
next
do that.
Week.
Yeah, we'll do that next time. Okay. I mean, it would look great just next to the ice cream right there.
Yeah.
The shark. But yeah. Welcome back.
Welcome back, everybody. So it is just us today. Don't worry, we've not run out of guests already.
No, we've just got a bit of business to do.
Well, a bit of question answering
business.
To do. Business. Okay.
Business.
So how are you, Sean?
Business. So we've got to answer some messages. And I'm fine. Sorry, I completely ignored you.
Yeah.
I'm fine, thank you.
Have you found doing this little venture so far?
Amazing. Insightful. Well, I mean, these are my friends as well that have been on so far, and your friends. And I feel like we know a lot about them already, but I found out stuff that I didn't even know.
Oh, yeah, same.
It's been very, very insightful.
Yeah, I've absolutely loved it. It's been nice bumping into the odd student and parent at the dance school as well, who have given us a little love in the pod, by the way.
Yeah, that's but nice. On that note, can anybody who listens to this and enjoys it, can you please, and this is going to be a proper beg, can you please share us on whatever social media you've got, Facebook, Instagram, whatever. Just share it. Put it on your story. Get us about, because we want to try and, well, we just want to get bigger, don't we? We want to make this podcast a bit more, reach more people outside of the circle of, you know, the people who know me and the people who are part of the dance school. So we want to reach more people. So if you could please share us on social media. If you enjoy the podcast, that would be really, really lovely. And
leave us a review.
Yeah,
five stars only.
On Spotify, you can only rate us. And I mean, you can respond to...
Well, that's even quicker to do then. Just
click there's polls. There's polls and questions on the Spotify episodes.
Sorry, I just did stop listening to you then.
No, I know. But the only reason I'm interrupting you is because I know you don't look at any of this.
So I just go, is he doing all right, Sean?
Yeah. So there are polls and questions on each of the Spotify episodes, but you can only do that on Spotify. You can respond to a question on the episodes, and you can also interact with a poll. Yes.
I don't understand what that means.
So I've put separate polls asking different various questions so we can get... just like have our guests
answer. Do you
answer.
Mean that that's on Spotify?
Yeah, on the Spotify app and on the Spotify, on the page of the episode.
I'm looking at this right now because I don't believe you. Ugh,
it's there. People have already interacted with it.
Have they?
Yes. Also on Spotify, you can rate us. So you can't leave a review of the podcast, but you can rate us. And we've had a fair few people rate us already. 5 stars. Thank you very, very much. But more ratings means more exposure and more people will see the podcast. So if you're on Spotify, I know there's a lot of listeners on there. I think James's episode had 80 listeners on the first day on Spotify, but there's not 80 ratings on Spotify. So they need to rate.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Need to just hit that 5-star button if you think we're worth 5 stars.
But if you don't leave a bad review.
It's not
don't
review.
Listen.
You're not listening to me.
Oh,
they can't review on Spotify. They can only rate.
Yeah, if you don't like it, just don't rate it. Moving on.
Yes, moving on. What are we doing today then?
So today we are going to answer all of the questions and comments that came in on our recent Instagram story.
Okay. And we've got an email.
So should we take it in turns?
Sure, go for
it. Do we say who said it?
And if they've asked to be anonymous, I guess no, but if they're happy...
No, I don't think anyone's asked to be anonymous.
Well, then, yeah, keep it.
Okay,
keep
so it from B311A152...
Oh, that, yeah.
I think that's one of my adult students, but I guess if their username isn't their name, we won't say their name. So anyway, this person asks, most annoying thing that makes you, you? Do we answer this about ourselves or each other?
Yeah, answer it. Good question.
Most annoying thing that makes you, you.
Okay, we'll answer it about each other.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's harder, I think.
You've just done one of the things that is annoying about you, but it makes you, you.
Do not say interrupting.
No, I was going to say
because that annoys me when people
I was going to say, if you're not interested in something like I'm saying, you just don't listen. Let me get to the end of what I'm saying and then ask a question which I've just explained in what I was saying.
I do try really hard.
I understand it's because you've got other things to be thinking about and you're probably thinking about all those things.
Can you tell when you're talking to me, can you tell if I'm listening?
Yeah, because I'm looking at you and you're just glazed over. There's nothing going on upstairs. Well, no, there's a lot of trouble. I can tell there's a lot going on upstairs, yeah. But you're not thinking about what I'm saying.
Have you ever been in those situations where someone is talking to you and you suddenly realise...
You haven't listened to a word they've said.
Yeah, and then they go, don't you think...
Yeah, and you'll be like, yeah, oh, God, yeah.
Oh, my God, that has happened
to me
before.
What do you usually say? Do you say, I wasn't listening?
I'd only say that to you. Anyone else, I'd panic and be like, just try and...
So if anyone out there goes on to Rachel and goes and has a big conversation and then just goes, don't you think? And she goes, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I do think I'm quite good at it at work because I have to
people
be.
Are going to see through it now.
Oh God, what have I done? And then the other thing is when people it happened to us on the dog walk the other day with that man. We were walking Nala and it was really windy.
Oh,
and that
yeah.
man said something to us across the
he's
street.
He's like, oh yeah,
I went, yeah. And you went, do you know what he said?
Oh, did I hear what he said? I can't remember.
No, I don't think you did. But you just didn't respond because we didn't know what he said. And I went, yeah. And you went, do you know what he said? I was like, nope, not a clue.
And you said, yeah, but what could he have said that yeah wouldn't have been okay for?
Yeah, well, then we spent the rest of the walk trying to come up with things he might have said that my response would have been ridiculous.
He could have shouted, oh, do you beat your dog as well? Oh, yeah.
Anyway, most annoying thing that makes you, you. God, I can think of a million things about me that annoys me about me and I wish I could change, actually.
Go on then.
I'm an overthinker.
But
the question was the most annoying things that make you, you. So although I'd like to change these things because they are very frustrating... I guess it is what kind of makes me because I overthink. So I feel like I do kind of like if I've said something to someone, I'll come home and they've probably not given it a second thought. And I'll be like, oh, my God, I said this. Do you think I said that in the wrong way? Do you reckon they think
I think
this?
Most people do that to a certain extent, but you are an extreme case.
Yeah. What else is annoying? I'm a ridiculous workaholic. I wish I could put my work down. I don't think I ever do. Would you agree with that?
I agree with that, and it's sometimes very difficult to prise you away from your work. Yeah. But I also understand that your work is you absolutely love it.
Oh my gosh,
and it's not like
it.
Normal work. Like it's not as unsociable as normal work.
Yeah, no, it's not. But that definitely is another thing. Can you think of any for you?
Well, they're annoying.
But they make you you.
Things that I would find annoying, or things that you would find annoying.
No, what like. Like I've just answered.
I'd say
it, like,
I'm a little bit one track mind.
Yeah, I'd agree with
so
that.
So if I'm thinking about something that I need to do, I will and also like I could pick up something that I've been using, put it down in a place. I lose stuff all the time.
Yeah. I've got another one that is annoying about you that makes you you.
Great.
I've never known somebody to get through so many pairs of shoes in a week.
I just like to switch it up,
It is driving me insane. Like, should we just take some time now for me to address this with you? Because you can't get annoyed because we're on the pod. I can't bear the amount of shoes that build up in the living room over the course of the week. It's like we've had a party here every week. I'm like, how many pairs of shoes do you get through in a week? And do you know what's ridiculous? Is also how many times a week I hear, where are my white high tops? I'm like, well, just look around on the floor, Sean. They'll be here somewhere in amongst the 20 other pairs.
Well, you have to keep switching up your shoes because if you don't, your feet get all stanky and you'll get a fungal infection, don't you? You'll get a little fungal toe infection.
Can we also talk about when we went to Centre Park recently and there was another shoe saga there? Do you remember in the car park? So we went to Centre Parks and we've been many times before. We do love it there, don't we? But we always go with friends. But we went for our anniversary. Just
it's quite sad how often we go to Centre Parks.
I don't care what anyone thinks. It's amazing. Anyway, we went and we stayed in the hotel, didn't we, for the first time rather than a lodge. And when we got there before check-in. So we parked the car in the car park and we were like, do we really want to drive the car to the hotel to then have to just drive it back to the car park? Like, I reckon we're only here for a few days. I think we can carry our luggage. We don't have much. I think we can carry it from the car park. Yes, we did. But when we got out of the car to go, okay, how can we sort of condense down a little bit? So, you know, we've only got like a little suitcase and maybe a bag each. Sean had packed more pairs of shoes than days we were at Centre Parks.
I didn't know what I was going to wear. And that, but
you
can I just
had
say,
five pairs of shoes can I just, for 3 days.
Can I just say, the joy of Centre Parks is that you can take more than you need because it's all in your car.
I refuse to carry that many pairs of shoes through Centre Parks with other families with like 2 to 3 to 4 children.
Two to three to four to five to six to seven children.
Who had less luggage than us because one bag was just your shoes.
We left them in the car, actually.
We did. I refused. I went, you are choosing two pairs.
Yeah, so don't ever go. Like, if I needed those extra pair of shoes, they're just in the car park so I can go get them.
Anyway, that was a long answer to the question.
Okay, so we got a really, really interesting email from
Faye.
So the email says, hi, I'm an adult student at Rachel Reynolds Dance School and listened to your podcast while painting my bedroom this weekend. My question is, does Sean or Rachel have synesthesia? I've always loved music, most genres, and experienced a mad realization when watching a BBC documentary in 2009 at the ripe old age of 36 called Classic Goldie. The show was based around Goldie learning how to create a piece of classical music. During it, Goldie mentioned synesthesia and I was like, yeah, and turned out hubby didn't see colours or shapes when listening to music and it blew my mind.
Hubby didn't see colours or shapes when listening to music.
Yeah, he didn't see it. So she's saying that she did. I thought everyone did. Yeah, she said, I thought everyone did. Ever since I've never got my head around what it must be like to listen to music if you don't have this.
Okay, so for anyone that doesn't know, I didn't know this. Synesthesia is a fancy name for when you experience one of your senses through another. For example, you might hear the name Alex and see green, or you might read the word street and taste citrus fruit. That is so interesting. I definitely don't have that.
No, I don't.
Do you not?
I really don't.
What if you do and you don't realise? I'm going to...
What do you mean, what if you do and you don't realise?
Right, so I'm just going to test you now, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to say a word,
yeah,
and you're going to tell me if you like see a colour,
sure,
or taste something. Ready?
Yep.
Lamppost.
Grey.
That's just the colour of a lamppost.
Well, yeah, but right, I don't think that's.
Okay, ready.
Yeah.
Italy.
Red, white, and green.
It's not general knowledge.
Yeah, but it's just.
So no, you don't.
I
have
don't
it.
Have it. No. Clearly.
I want to know if anyone else does, because clear. So Faye does then.
Yeah, I'll put
I'm
a poll.
Speak to her about
I'll
that.
Put a poll on this episode on Spotify. Do you have synesthesia? Do you think it's synesthesia or synesthesia?
Synesthesia, I would say.
Mm. Synesthesia.
Synesthesia.
Yeah, that's very interesting, though. I'd actually never heard of that.
And I'm really interested to know that Faye does have that. I'm going to speak to her about that.
And just start shouting words at her.
Yeah, through our class.
What'd you taste if I say...
No, bricks. I'll be like, right, let's learn the next count of eight, guys. Faye, what yeah, what flavour is this dance move? Thanks, Faye. Thank you so much for listening.
What flavour is this?
Was that her whole email? I swear she said something else about loving
the pod. Yes, she did. She said, encouraging my three kids, aged 21, 19 and 16, to do what they love. If you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life, right? Looking forward to future episodes.
Love that, Faye. Yep. Amazing. Thank you so much.
Let them fly.
All right, next question on Instagram was from Ewan Hawk. Are we ever going to see these as videos for YouTube?
Yes.
Here we are, Ewan.
Yes.
Oh, Evie. Hey, Evie. How did you guys meet?
We've told this story to many, many people in the past, and it is the most unromantic story ever.
Oh, I don't know about that. We met at uni, specifically in the university club.
Yeah, it was called Sheik's.
In Bognor Regis.
In Bognor Regis. And yeah, me and Rach met on a night out, introduced by two of our friends who were a couple at the time. Mm-hmm. And
didn't speak for many, many weeks after.
Yeah, so we met, didn't speak for ages, and then
kept bumping into each other. Yeah, that's how we met. How many years ago?
15 years
ago. Next one is from, I believe this is Tom Patience, T Manji. Can I not say that? Should I not say that? I don't know what that means. What does that, is that rude?
We're keeping this in because he'll find that hilarious.
Is that rude though?
No, we'll keep it in. It's fine. Okay. Don't worry.
Three heads better than one? Does he mean with the pod?
Like... Just do this at the camera.
Where's the camera? Is that it? Do we want to do private jokes on this?
Okay. We'll keep that bit short. Sorry, everyone. That was a private joke and that is really annoying. So, yeah.
Oh, Sam Lane, who was on last week.
Yeah, last week's episode. Nice. What did she say?
She said, do you think you inspire each other?
You inspire me with how you run the dance school. Like, I just think that's amazing. You're very inspiring with how you've made that school what it is. So, yeah, you inspire me like that. Day to day.
Mm-hmm. Do you inspire me? As much as I take the mic with, like, you playing me songs and you've changed, like, a tiny bit, when I do work in here and I'm working away but I'm kind of watching what you do, like, it is fascinating because you are very good at what you do.
Oh, my God, you never say that to me.
Don't! That makes me sound horrible.
No, but it's just, like...
Well, I don't really have the need... Well...
You're not really like a words of affirmation kind of person.
No, and we're going to go off on a tangent now, but anyone who's into love languages, Sean's love language is words of affirmation. And unfortunately, my brain will think them all the time and forget.
Yeah, this isn't necessarily something that you have.
That we're going back to what's annoying.
Yeah, that is a very annoying thing about you. You think lovely things.
I do.
But you don't say them.
I will have random thoughts through the day, like, okay, so the example you're thinking of is lovely Gabrielle.
Yeah.
Who just randomly said when we last saw them that she's not scared of bread.
Yeah, because you were complimenting her on how well she looked.
Yeah, she looked amazing. She's just had her second baby and I was just like, God, you look amazing.
And Gabrielle's tip for the world was...
I'm just not scared of bread. And I was like, I love that because I love bread.
Oh my God. And Rach said to me the next day.
So I went to have breakfast and I do try and like be conscious of what I'm eating for health reasons, health benefits. And I just really wanted a bit of toast. And I was like.
Don't be scared of the bread.
If Gabrielle was here, she'd be going, don't be scared of the bread. So, yeah, and I said to you, didn't I? I was like, do you know what? I'm having toast because Gabrielle said, don't be scared of bread. And I loved that she said that. And you were like, you should text her that. I actually didn't. So hopefully she's listening because I do think about that often when I want more bread.
Yeah.
Oh God, where have we gone? What were we talking
tangent.
About? Do you inspire each other?
Tangent.
So yes, you do inspire me. You inspire me how because I'm not like this, the way you can immerse yourself into a project and put absolutely everything else, kind of like shut the door and everything else to just put everything into one project, that inspires me, because I'm not like that. I'm like, oh my God, I'm spinning plates here. Like, which plate do I spin next? Whereas you're very good at being like, I'm in.
I will literally just be like,
drop all the plates.
Oh, I like this plate. Let's let all the others just smash on the floor.
Yeah.
Both of our jobs require you to be inspired all the time. So I think it's important for us to maintain that. I do think it must be more difficult when there's one person in a relationship who's super creative and one person that just isn't at all.
Yeah.
It must be hard for the person that isn't creative at all to kind of understand where the creative person is coming from and help them stay motivated and inspired.
Yeah.
Because it's a world they wouldn't understand. Mm.
Yeah, it's true. Next question.
Yeah.
From McConnell Jordan.
Okay, yeah.
Would either of you go back to vlogging and creating more music covers? I feel like this is more for you.
The covers thing, unfortunately, I mean, I do put them out now and again if I think they're going to stream well, but covers, the covers game, it's just kind of dead in the water now.
As in doing it on YouTube,
it just doesn't. If I don't enjoy something 100%, then I'm just not bothered by it. Like I used to live and breathe that stuff. Mm. But now, I don't think it's my area these days. Mm. I still make cover songs because they do stream quite well, but I have to really like the song to begin with. It's not a game to me anymore, where it used to be like a real fun game to try and make the first cover of a song. You have to be the first on the thing. Mm. It used to be quite exciting. But nowadays it's just not.
What about vlogging?
I love vlogging. I love making films. I love making videos. But we still do it, don't we? We just don't put them out. They're kind of our home movies. We just make them and we keep them on our server at home, and we watch what I watch them.
I do watch.
I love watching. I love watching home movies. But Rach,
well, we had like a couples vlogging channel, didn't we, for a little bit?
Yeah, it started in 2017, but then Rach got the dance school. The year after, and we just didn't have time.
Yeah, I liked it. Filled our time. It definitely like scratched an itch, didn't it, that we were creating something
together. It's just creating stuff based on your life. Like it didn't even do like well. Like we didn't have people. It was just kind of like fun.
And I'm so glad we did it, because all those videos are so nice to look back on. They've got so many friends in, so many events in. Are they still on YouTube? Can people watch them?
I think so, yeah.
It was called Couples Therapy, if anybody wants to.
Yeah, it's called Couples Therapy. I think you can still find those vlogs on.
Yeah. Thank you, Jordan. One from Kate Boffer, one of my adult students.
Hello, Kate.
Hi, Kate. She says, what aspirations do you have for the dance school / your career in the future?
Interesting one for you.
It is.
Where do you see the dance school going?
Do you know what? It's a funny one, actually, because I do feel like I very much live in the now when it comes to the dance school. And if I look back from when we launched to where we are now, I don't think I ever thought it would be as big as it is. I didn't think we'd be doing competitions. I know we've only done one, but that was quite a big step for us. I didn't think we would be running 4 days a week and kind of be looking to expand sort of every single year.
It seems to have a mind of its own.
It really does. And I'm just kind of enjoying the snowball effect.
Yeah.
Sound too big headed.
No.
But
it has snowballed, I'd say.
It has. I think being totally real here, actually, one of the things that does always worry me is that I want to keep growing it, because I just want more and more people to experience what we do. But how do you let that happen organically and keep the personal touch? It almost like, that's almost like a, is it a juxtaposition?
Mm.
Like how do you do both? And I'm still trying to figure that out, because I don't want to limit more people from experiencing what everyone who currently attends experiences. So aspirations for it. There's a few things that are always sort of, I think Stephen Bartlett said this once, if you have an idea, he pitches it, I might be completely misquoting this, but I think he said he pitches it like a bookshelf, And each idea is like a new book you put on the shelf. And if that, if those books stay on the shelf in your mind, you know that one day you'll pick it out and make it happen, or the ones that will never happen just fall off the shelf. Mm. So there's a few of those books I've got at the moment. Like, I really like the idea of doing a flash mob somehow in like outside, in whether that's in London or a smaller town or whatever. But I really like that idea. And I know some of the adults and some of the students have, some of the kids have also mentioned that. I'd love to do more content creating, as in like the music video style thing, to give everybody those memories. Like, we've just spoken about it, to look back on stuff. I'd love to do that. I want to introduce new styles.
Well, there is a new idea with the dance school that we'll be launching quite soon.
Oh God, will that book fall off the shelf? No. No, it's a great idea, actually. Yeah, I think so. That's
a lot of the students have expressed interest in it. So
yeah, definitely. So there's a few things, but I'll be honest, I don't really have this like end goal with it. I'm just sort of going with the flow,
riding the wave.
Yeah, as long as everyone who currently attends feel like they're getting value for money and loving it. I don't want to like run before I can walk, but I feel like we're sort of already running. I don't know. I hope that answers your question, Kate. So, but the other thing I will say is I love it when people bring ideas to me, because I'm not saying every single one will happen, but already since the masterclass we did with James Hume, whose episode was out a couple of weeks ago, the masterclass we did with him, from that, one of the adults, Jodie, shout out to Jodie, she's superstar.
Yeah, we love Jodie.
We love Jodie. And she came up to me and said, and gave me an idea. I won't say what it is because I do want to make it happen, but gave me an idea then. And that's now on my to-do list, my ever-growing to-do list. I'm like, let's make that happen. Because if people want it, I want to give it to them, if that makes sense.
If possible.
If possible, yeah. From Sophie, lovely Sophie, who created our dance school mascot, Reggie.
Reggie, big
she
up Reggie.
She made him. She asks, in a parallel universe, what do you think you would have been made for?
I think you are so, you do love animals.
Oh, yeah, I do.
You do really love animals. So I think there is a world where you would have been a vet, or maybe run your own vet.
Really, a vet though?
Well, think about it. Like, there would have had to be a very slight change to make you fall into that passionately, that could have become your career. I think so, very easily.
I, as a kid, I always
That was in your episode. You said
it was,
you
it was. You know, when you used to go to like zoos, which, to be honest, a lot of them now, I don't know.
No, they're more so now. They're better.
Are they more like rescue places, rehabilitation?
Well, yeah, yeah.
But have like the penguin handlers. I always used to be like, I want to do that. And they'd like make all the little penguins dance and feed them fish and
I don't know if making them dance is really...
No, not making them dance.
Not sure. I think that zoo probably was a bad one.
You know what I mean? Like, flap their little wings and that.
Did they cattle prod them if they didn't
dance? No. But I used to love that. Or the birds of prey people with big gloves on.
Yeah.
Although I wouldn't have been able to flap the little dead chick on the... That would have made me sad. Bit of tofu.
Yeah, you would have lost all the birds.
Yeah. No, actually, that's a good point. Never thought about that. I think you would have smashed it in advertising, because you're always, whenever we're watching TV and there's an advert that's got like a clever slogan on it, you always turn to me and you're like, I think they meant...
Sometimes people miss a trick, don't they? Sometimes people miss a trick.
Yeah, and you come up with a better one. But then on...
I don't know if I've got
the same time, I'm not sure I can see you in like a suit going into London.
We've got friends in marketing, and it's a very, very high pressure.
Yeah.
You've got to be a certain sort of person. But maybe if in a different world I would be a more competent at high pressure scenarios, whereas... Yeah, I just like things in my own little calm bubble.
Yeah. Now, actually, I think you would have been an amazing therapist.
I still think I would be an amazing therapist.
I think because you're more in touch with your mental state, if that makes sense, like the workings of your mind. And obviously another, I'm sure we will do a podcast about your sort of mental health, I guess, because I think that's important to talk about. But I think because of what you've been through, and now you've seen the benefits of sort of helping younger people with their aspirations and stuff, I think you would have been a great listener. And I think you have really good advice for people, actually.
Well, because when you go through stuff yourself, you can then start to see things in other people, and you can notice, when someone might be uncomfortable in a situation that maybe you wouldn't have picked out on before. I definitely think
it's a good question, though, isn't it?
It's very good. Makes you think.
It does. Thanks, Soph.
I might ask that on the Spotify episode as well.
Yeah, that's a great one.
In another universe, what do you think you would have been?
Music by Claire. This is our lovely friend Claire from uni.
Oh, Claire,
who is also pursuing one of her passions
now. Her creative endeavours.
Yeah, amazingly. So check her out at _music_by_Claire. So she has asked, thoughts on finding... Sorry, I'll say that again. Soy sauce.
What are you saying?
She says, thoughts on finding your passion late, in quotations, and feeling like you don't belong, brackets, love the pod. Thanks, Claire. Thoughts on finding your passion late and feeling like you don't belong. It's a deep
finding one. Your passion late is, first of all, Claire, you're of no age.
Yeah, but she might not be asking that about herself.
Oh, true. But... If you are asking it about yourself, you are not, we're what, in our 30s? It's not any age to be finding what you want to do in life. I feel like you spend all your 20s stressing about what you want to do, and sometimes you might fall into something that doesn't end up being what you do for the rest of your life. So there is no, I feel like finding anything that you want to do at any age.
Doesn't that make life a little bit more interesting?
Yeah, but I also think that people just go with the flow.
Yeah.
Like, whatever captures your attention at any moment, just do that.
If you're lucky enough to. Like, I feel like sometimes we talk about things that some people
I always say this with an assumption that people will won't just be like, but I'm quitting my job.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm just going to, throw my kids out, just do whatever, and just cancel my life.
Yeah.
I do think what I mean by that is, do it on the side, like if there is something that takes your interest and is like, oh, I think I might be able to do that. You see it all the time on like Dragon's Den and everything, don't you? Where these, you've got, I think there's been so many like single parents that have gone on there and thought, well, I had all this time at home looking after my kid, and I just suddenly had this idea. So I did that when they were napping upstairs and they did this thing on the side and it's turned into a full blown business. So there's always these stories of people that have this spark of an idea that they then just run with and take and turn it into a business, and that does end up making the money, and then they can quit their other job. So in no way do we recommend throwing away your life that you've created up to now, but if you do have an idea and something that you really want to pursue, why not just do it on the side?
I think we're ever changing as well, aren't we? Like, we're not, I think that's the kind of habit we accidentally fall into from the moment you're asked to sort of choose your GCSEs. It feels very final sometimes, like this is the point in your life where you decide what you do, but that's so not how a human brain works. I don't think I'll ever close the dance school. I can't see that happening, and I can't see you ever not doing music. But do I think we could be sat here or somewhere else in, I don't know, 10 years, and there's something else? Like, could this pod still be going, or is there something else? I just think you've got to keep your brain happy and your soul happy, right? Does this make sense? Like, I think to say that
if you have a desire for something new, though, you don't have to do something new if just because we say you should do something new. I think people will know if there's something either missing or extra that they want to be doing. And if there's a little itch that needs scratching, then they should definitely do it. Because we only get one life. You get one chance to do these things. start now.
Yeah. What about the bit where she says, I'm feeling like you don't belong? Have you ever felt like that?
Yeah, I know people in the industry that have had imposter syndrome and feel like they're being more successful than they think they deserve for their skills, for the level of their skills, which is completely irrational. It's an irrational thought, but it's also a very common thought. And I think it comes with just a bit of self-doubt and also thinking things are happening too easy. But if what Claire is saying, feeling like you don't belong because there's other people in the in your new chosen field that have been doing it for many, many more years, you're going to feel a bit like the new kid on the block.
We kind of spoke about this a little bit with our last guest, whose episode will be coming out next week, Jess.
Oh, yeah.
Where we spoke to her a little bit about, have we ever used our degree in a way that we've sort of had to prove our worth in our industry? And the answer was no. And I think sometimes when you're starting out something new, you're probably thinking about all those other people in that field who maybe have, I don't know, studied it or done it for years and years
and
years.
Or they've got a master's or a master's
in it. Yeah, whatever, like that. And the truth is, if you're good at what you're doing and you're enjoying it, no one's ever going to ask for that proof anyway. So I think you've got, it's got to start with you. You've got to believe, I'm doing this because I'm actually good at it. And then from there, hopefully, naturally, you will get the validation for it. So, but I'm not diminishing that feeling like you don't belong, because I mean, surely I think I've definitely felt that. You've just said you felt that. I think most people
in certain situations I've felt that. It's more, I think it's more about the people you spend, you surround yourself with.
It is a great question, Claire. Thanks for sparking that conversation. Yeah. So from Becca Murphy, lovely Becca, another student at the school. Do you have many bloopers from the pods, or do you keep it all in to be authentic?
I don't think we have bloopers, because all the funny stuff we keep in.
Yeah.
I'd say it's the opposite. I take out boring stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes if we go on a ramble, I'll take that out. Mm-hmm. Like a couple of the times, like Rach enjoys going off on a ramble with some of the guests. Brilliant. And it'll just be something that's totally not relevant, or just talking about day-to-day stuff.
Yeah.
So I'll just scrap that whole conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree, though. I think the only
You love a natter, don't you?
Oh, isn't that what this is about?
Well, of course, yeah. But I have to take usually sometimes. So for the most part, I have to take a 3-hour conversation and make it into a 45 to 50 minute one.
Yeah, but it is the boring stuff that's cut, not the
good stuff. We keep all of the interesting points and all of the funny. I love keeping all the funny stuff.
I'd say the bloopers are in, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I feel like you hear all the bloopers.
Yeah, I feel like the bloopers keep people interested. Right, well, as that's the end of our questions, one thing I wanted to mention is, it's kind of similar to what I was saying at the beginning of the episode, is I think it's really important, if you're on social media and you see friends and people you know making content online, posting stuff online, that you, at the very, very minimum, tap that like button. Because if there's anybody that's trying to make a business online or be successful through their online accounts, just hitting that like button does so much. One, it lets people know that the content they're making is good, kind of validates the whole effort that goes into it. And it does take a lot of effort to put content out there, but also it kind of tickles the algorithm a bit, and it can boost that content and put it out to more people. So this is a plea to everybody out there. Rach, look at the camera. This is a plea, right? If you see a friend or a family member or someone that you know post anything on social media that you genuinely enjoyed, at the very minimum, please hit that little heart button, or double tap the post. If it's on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, anywhere you see it, double tap the post and make sure you like it. It does more than you know. And even if you're sat at home being like, oh, I'm sure they get loads of likes and I'm sure they don't need my like, We can see who has seen each post. We can see every single person that has seen each post.
This is like a telling off, guys.
It's not a telling off. It's not because I've done it too. I'm trying to be better.
Same. I have as well.
I'm trying to be better at interacting with content. And this is me being like, oh, like all of our stuff. You have to like all our stuff.
No, it's not just us.
It's not. It's just I try now to be as supportive as I can be on social media by liking and also commenting on stuff. These are the three steps. Like. If you want to put a little bit more effort in, comment. Drop a little comment. Doesn't have to be much. A couple of fire emojis, that will do just fine. And three, if you want to go the full hog, you like, comment, and you share it on your story. My God, that's the Holy Trinity right there. If you did all those three things for a friend or a family member that's trying to make it online, you will be doing your bit to help them grow and be successful. That's what this podcast is all about at the end of the day. We're trying to help each other out and let people know that you can be successful in your chosen field, but you may need the help and support of your friends and family along the way. So if you're out there today on social media, even if you're while you're listening to this podcast, get out there on your accounts and start tapping up the place.
When you're scrolling last thing at night, which is very bad for you, but we all do it.
Or on the toilet.
There's another classic.
Don't do it on the toilet though, you get piles.
I think maybe people don't realise how much that helps.
Honestly,
I've also heard people who are like related to people who create content be like, oh, you don't want your Auntie Janet liking it because that's going to look...
Don't be precious about it. You need, if you want the Instagram algorithm, the TikTok algorithm to know that people enjoy your content, you need the likes.
Yeah.
You need people to click like. So ask any of your family members. Get everybody to like your content because it is so important. So yes, we would like it if you liked our content, but also while you're out there, like everybody's, everybody's content and drop a little comment because it really, really helps more than you know. Mm-hmm. Do your bit for the cause. Hashtag.
Do your likes.
Hashtag.
Be.
A. Liker. Be a liker.
Anyway, guys, we are going to be doing more of these of just me and Sean. Hopefully nobody's bored of our voices already. So get your comments in, get your
emails in.
We'll do another Instagram question box, but yeah, we need more for the next one, so send them in. whatwasimadeforpod@gmail.com.
good.
At whatwasimadeforpod on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and that's it.
We were going to be on Snapchat, but we haven't set that up.
Do we know how to use that?
No.
All of the kids use that.
I know, we have to find out from them how
I'll
to do it.
I'll ask them. I'll ask some of my students how to use Snapchat. God, what a dinosaur. Anyway, have a wonderful day, everybody. See you next time on...
What was I made for?
What Was I Made For is a Reynolds Studios production.